This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Garrison Building Supply, Aurora Ropp from Roseburg Public Library, the Youth Services Librarian. Aurora, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about, as we're now firmly into the school year and you start to look towards more of the fall activities for kids, for families, what kinds of things is Roseburg Public Library offering?
So this fall, we still plan on doing craft kits every other week for parents to come in and get things for their kids. Unfortunately, we still can't do in-person programming. So we have three different online story times that will be happening. Every Wednesday at 10:30, there's a regular story time with me. And then twice a month, we're going to have a special Spanish story time with a community member, Julia Masner, who is reading a story in Spanish. We're really excited about that one. And then once a month, Dr. Mark Breckenridge will still be doing musical story time.
And for families, for young people, what's kind of the age range that all these are aimed at?
I would say my story time is aimed at kids probably about 3 to 5 years old, so preschools and toddlers. Dr. Mark Breckenridge's is aimed at the whole family. He does a fun musical craft that involves parents and kids. And then we would say that Julia Masner's story time is aimed at anyone that is speaks Spanish or is wanting to learn Spanish.
And what's the response been to all these online things you've been doing the last few months?
Online is better than nothing. We definitely get lower numbers than when we're able to meet in person. I get that everyone is, you know, sick of doing school and everything online. Our Spanish story time has gotten a really, really great response, though. We're seeing 2 and 3 times as many participants watching Spanish story time.
Well, and obviously, if you have any inclination to want to learn Spanish or just try to figure the language out a bit, that's a good opportunity to do that and hear an interesting story at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Now, on Tuesdays, you are still doing, I presume, the library pickup for all sorts of things.
Yes, we still will have library book pickup on Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Patrons can place holds on the online catalog or feel free to give us a call. And we have pulled all of the holds and checked them out, so they are just ready to go. The last couple of weeks, we've had 95 different cars come by and get materials. So we are really glad that we can still get books out to people.
And while those numbers aren't as much as if you had people in the building, you're still getting a lot of information, a lot of books out to kids and adults and other supplies, things as well.
Yeah, we are. We are still circulating, checking out a lot of books and audiobooks and DVDs for people that way.
Well, it's also one of the things that you did during the summer, and I presume that maybe they're finished for now, are these, and I forgot the term, but basically these signs that were stories, and you could walk through a park and read a story.
Yes, we did the story walk through the summer, and we had it up every Saturday in September. Unfortunately, when it rains, you know, in the winter and fall season, it's not good for our story walk. So we don't have them out currently, but Altruism Day of Literacy that's going to happen in February. Our story walk will be out then. People can read a story then, and we will see how else we can get it out in the community.
So what other things should people know about what's going on with Roseburg Public Library?
So with the library, we're still doing adult programming online as well. We have book discussions and author talks coming up. And we are considering, you know, the metrics of how many new cases of COVID-19 are happening in Douglas County and what that means for the library and when we can open. I know our director, Chris Wiley, is talking with city manager and other department heads trying to figure out what level of risk we can be at and finally open. So we are considering opening. It's just the cases have to go down.
All right. Laura Ropp from Aurora Ropp, rather, from Roseburg Public Library. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I think that's great. Feel free to keep going online and checking out books at the library.
All right, Aurora, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
8:36 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's and Building Supply.